Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
First and goal, toss play, McCaffrey, blockers in front, breaks a tackle, touchdown, Christian McCaffrey, the cherry on top for the San Francisco 49ers.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
McCaffrey!
Oh, yeah,
same
oh,
I'm sorry,
back.
Kugler and Johnston. Fox. Fox Sports. 925 is clearly directed at you.
Well, I'm shook, but I should tell you why. Go ahead.
Why are you shook?
Somebody sent something to me on Twitter. I'll read it to you.
I don't want
to
double up then. It says, I hate the mindset of shut the guy down just because you're scared.
No, that don't hurt.
Just because you're scared.
But, Stani, this was sent from one of my fans on Twitter, Bazanga1769. This was an hour ago. Goo. Don't ever beg for credit. When did I do that?
You always do.
Oh, Snotty, stop.
No.
It comes naturally, and then I'll point it out.
To beg for it?
Well, victory laps are begging. We all do it.
Yeah.
The cat. Dude, come on now.
I mean, if victory laps were real, I'd be in the best shape of my life. No doubt about it.
It's been a little while, Snotty, seriously.
Since what?
You've taken one.
You'd be in trouble today.
You ain't having
How
a good year.
You remember
a couple
about?
Years ago, boy, I'd never wanted
what
to
What are you talking
you.
About?
You had a great year.
Yeah.
Just some stuff.
Okay,
that,
let me ask. If
that
I'm,
quarterback controversy take skidding halt after the first lap.
Didn't get off the ground.
What quarterback controversy?
Mac and Brock.
Okay.
Look at
you guys, oh, my God. Are you guys desperate? Now you're making stuff up. Unbelievable.
Can't do it.
Oh, my man.
No, so last week I wasn't like, Brock's got to play if he's healthy. That didn't come out of my mouth 19 times.
Stan, you don't have to defend.
I
we
won't.
Got you, baby.
I won't. Let's go to Leroy in Oakland.
He wants to look at his numbers.
He got to be feeling good. What's up, Leroy?
I'm feeling good, Goo. What's up, Steiny? I am feeling good, man. Hey, Goo. You ask where the energy is, right?
Yes, sir.
It's here with me.
Hold on.
Where the 49ers are. But, Goo, I mean, who can have more energy than you, man? I mean, if you're gauging it off your energy, who can have more energy than you? But here it is, Goo.
Give it to me.
The energy level with me, it's not real high.
Mm. Okay.
Why not?
His phone was messing up.
Yeah, Stanley. Okay.
You take a crack
What's
at it like
on?
A pinata. What do you
yeah,
I think
Larry,
it's the
Leroy,
weather.
Call back. We're getting this clicking thing.
There's only one answer, right? Why do you think it's not high? You
the phone the company? I don't know.
No,
why
that's
it's clicking.
No, the energy.
Oh.
It's the defense. But why can't you enjoy getting there, knowing you shouldn't really be getting there with all the injuries? So it's a kudos to everybody and the coaching staff. But Stanley, you really think Niner fan is so spoiled?
Yes. Not all of them, but certainly a percentage of 49er fans don't believe this team has a realistic shot at winning a Super Bowl. I'm one of them. I'm not a fan, but I don't think they have a realistic chance of winning the Super Bowl. But I can look at this team and say, I just don't think they're that good. But let's keep playing and see.
Isn't that fun, though? Sometimes seasons are fun.
Not for everybody.
2022, who saw the Warriors winning? Nobody. That's what made it special to me. We kept saying, yeah, this thing, you know, the other shoe's going to drop, Stoney, but I get it. It's not everybody. But, man, sometimes, and you know I'm a diehard, Stoney, sometimes it's fun when you're not part of the haves and you're kind of trying to shock the world with everything they've had to endure. And now you're 7-4 in the seventh spot right now.
Right.
With George Kittle, Brock Purdy, McCaffrey, Pearsall. Like, sometimes, Stoney, I think this is more exciting in a crazy sense. I'm not getting that.
Yeah. It's not more exciting than
knowing that you can't stop Josh Allen if you had to go up against him.
Like, I absolutely believe the Niners, if they make the playoffs, they can win a game. I just don't see how they can run the table with this team.
Well, you take it game by game.
Right, but I know you take it game by game, but I don't see how they can. They're probably not winning the division, so they're not getting a bye.
Yeah, that's ship sailed.
Okay, so they're first. I mean,
they're on the road wherever but who you feel like you're home just to be a part of the tournament. And I'll tell you what,
and that's where I think we're mistaken a little, like making the playoffs for a segment of 49er fans. Doesn't mean much. I hate to say it, but I never paint all fans with a broad brush. But yeah, I think there's some spoiled 49er fans that look at this team and just I'll watch, but don't make any investment in it.
Even after a 6-11 campaign, even after that was just last year. That didn't shake you to where okay, I can get with this. This is cool, and I don't know if we can win one game or two games. If we get into the postseason.
Or none. Or none. Like, I can't be a fan for fans. Like, I get both sides.
Well, there would be no game then, yeah.
I mean, if I'm a 49er fan, my attitude right now is, what the hell?
Don't you feel like you're playing with house money in a sense?
No.
See, when I look at this offense,
I'll tell you why. Because if you don't make the playoffs, then it's disappointing. I'm sorry. It is.
Nah, and I get that, but those are called standards. Shout out Kawakami. I used that last week, Stoney, but those are called standards, and it's good to have them. But I'm telling you, I'm watching football yesterday. Not a lot of points being scored, but the bottom line is, if Brock is who you think he is, and now I'm up in here telling you, you know what? I rode the roller coaster of Mac Jones. I liked it. I rode it twice. Even got in line the third time. But it's apparent to me, Stoney, Brock looks for that home run.
Oh.
And now I think if things go well with Pearsall, I won't even say new Kittle, but Kittle just balling like he is along with McCaffrey. Who's to say, and mixed sprinkled in with Jennings, when it comes go time, if you had that game, maybe the offense could win you that game.
It can win you a game. I don't think they can win you three or four. Let's go to Philmo Mike.
Mike.
What's up, Philmo? How you doing? Philmo Mike. How you doing, buddy?
Yes, sir. No, I'm chilling, man. I mean, I look at it like I was kind of disappointed in Shasky this morning because Shasky is so down on the like the secondary and the defense.
But he put up a video yesterday. He was happy, Mike, I thought.
I don't know. He's down up in Stout. He's always Stout is a solid player, man. He's like a dog. You know what I'm saying? Ronaldo Green. He has. You know they're picking on him. You know you don't get a good pass rush. You're not going to look like an all pro every time. But I think Ronaldo Green is a solid player for us. We've been playing good, playing decent football. I like to see the young players evolve. They get a chance to do that. I'm mad that Tatum Bethune got hurt. There's that Eddie P got injured as well. We probably have to sit him till after the bye. But overall, Steiny, It's totally disrespectful to say that we don't respect this season. I mean, I'm just sitting here. I'm loving the season. I said this earlier. This is a very fun season, a very fun team. I like to see how they're responding and how they're reacting, and they're growing week by week. Alfred Collins, C.J. West made some plays. The pickup that they got made a play or two. So I'm very encouraged. They only gave up 22 points. He threw the ball 47. He had 47 completions. Yeah, that's a bad thing, but they only got 22 points.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, and then we play the Panthers next week. We should be able to handle the Panthers, but you never know. So it's like you just have to go into the games and just, you know, each week is a season. Harbaugh used to say that each week is a season.
I like that.
We just got to play for each week. We have to play for each week. We don't know who we're going to face. People say, whoever's good, Josh Allen. Oh, you don't. You just said this, Guru. Oh, you may not have a defense that can stop Josh Allen. Who cares? We may have a team that can beat their team.
Mm.
So that's the point. It's not about beating the players. It's about beating the team. So I don't know, man. I'm loving this season.
There you go, Mike. That's two calls in a row. You and Leroy. Mike, I've been wanting to ask you something, so this is not bad. Just real quick here. I've noticed that you ain't hitting the spots like you used to. Is that because you're working, or am I looking at it wrong and I'm missing the videos on IG?
Oh, no. I'm hitting the spots. I am working. I'm very, you know, my solar thing. I'm doing my thing. If y'all need solar, tap in. But
I
got a party actually this Saturday. This Saturday, I got a party in the city, 1217 Lounge, 1217 Sutter Street.
Let's go.
Big shout out to my guy, Zaki. He's the owner there. I got a party there. If y'all want to pull up, have a good time. Steiny, you always invited.
What time?
You know what I'm saying? 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, be in the building. You get twerked on.
Let's do it. Come on, Steiny. Saturday, baby. I'm going to talk a bit to it, Mike. Yeah.
Appreciate you, Mike. Thanks for the call.
You know,
not AM.
I know. I'm
PM.
I'm more of a darty guy.
My man said, what time? Nighttime. Oh, boy. Dude, I got to ask this time. You sent some videos to Evan and I.
Yeah.
Not you were getting after it, because that could mean the wrong thing. But you were having some fun in the bayou, and you're not tired at all. I got to commend you.
No,
takes a little light, but other than that, you look fine, man.
What'd you say?
I said your takes are a little light, but other than that, you look fine.
Well, my takes are just, don't mix my consistent takes. Consistent takes. That's what gets you by in this business.
Stop!
You don't want to be like the weather.
Dude, you should have heard Fitz Friday.
He didn't do the game.
Just the author. We got to talk about Steph at some point, Stoney. Two back-to-back games and said it to – he's ours, and he's nobody else's. And I'm believing again.
Oh, boy.
But I already know the script.
So
Steph's got to go berserk.
This is unbelievable.
We're back, baby. We got action.
No, I'm not opening this can right now. Don't worry.
No, you don't have to. He is truly incredible.
You're the worst.
Now tell me how, man. Come on, I predicted Western Conference.
Because on Wednesday they stunk. After they lost to the Thunder, they stunk. They were going nowhere.
But now you're putting
right, and now it's 4 days later. See, here now, we go.
I'm not the internet.
You're worse.
Stop.
You're worse.
Oh boy.
Anyway, so 49ers get a nice win, and you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM. And HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting for the Laughing Monk Studios. By the way, no, Mike.
Filmo.
Mike, I've been very careful about this. I'm not saying all 49er fans. I'm saying there's a segment of 49er fans that look at this team, the injuries to the defense, and they don't think this team can win a Super Bowl. And they're just not quite as excited.
So
as
a win yesterday
years.
Is like you're supposed to do that.
Well, they were. I mean, they are supposed to do that, and they did it. And that's the point. They're 7-4, and I mean, they win Monday against the Panthers.
Man, it's going to be a meaningful game.
Now they're sitting pretty.
Them, but I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what Carolina is all about.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling
but you might be disappointed. I just want to put in that disclaimer.
No, I think no.
They pulled out a game yesterday in Atlanta. Your boy, he got in, Kurt.
So we're talking about Mac Jones, Brock Purdy, Mac Jones. And, I mean, this season has been – oh, God, where was I? Oh, yesterday I was at my buddy Dana's.
Okay.
And, Jerome came over and MJ, and we're watching the game. And Jerome's not even a huge Niner fan. He likes him.
Mm-hmm.
We're watching the game, and he's just like, I'll tell you what. Can we just – Kyle Shanahan's a great coach.
Man, man, man.
And I'm like, yeah, Kyle Shanahan is a darn good coach.
And water is wet, man, but he is. Like you, and I still stand now when you're talking about, you know, me over-exaggerating, Stoney, or making something out of nothing. Again, if they do qualify, and the fact that you put the disclaimer on it that you personally would be disappointed just for the team if they didn't make it in the fans. But if they do, I'm still standing on this was a hell of a coaching job.
Yeah, if they make the playoffs. Yeah.
Man.
Obviously, it's a, you know, to me, it's a successful season. You don't want to miss the playoffs 2 years in a row. You just don't. And especially when you got a lot of younger guys on defense, be love to get those guys some postseason experience. Let's go to Orlando. Orlando's in San Bruno.
One sec. Okay. Couple of updates from Kyle Shanahan in his conference call, which just started. Tatum Bethune has a high ankle sprain, and Eddie Pinheiro has a hammy. He's week to week. Bethune will miss a couple of weeks.
Dude, has high ankle sprain. Man, that's just...
And they're going to bring in other kickers to look at this week.
I was just going
to
say that, Evan. Pinheiro. Okay.
Gotcha.
Dude, it's been automatic.
Bears wave Moody yet?
Moody's found a new home.
For now. Kickers got to rent. They can't buy.
So Bethune is... Going to miss some time with a high ankle sprain.
Yeah, probably. That's usually a 2 to 4 week job.
It doesn't stop.
Well, I mean.
Wow.
What year's Bethune in? Second?
Yeah, this is his second season.
Gotcha. Let's go to, let's jump into Orlando. Orlando's in San Bruno. What's up, Orlando?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. What news? You know? Hey, Pinheiro. What a tough son of a gun, because you guys are right. He got injured with that missed extra point.
Yep.
And she, you can see his face show expression that there was some kind of, discomfort. But the reason why I'm calling to say that, I was very pleasantly surprised that the special teams stepped up.
Mm.
And then that they made interceptions when it counted. And the last thing is, you know, Purdy did very well considering his 6 week absence. And of course, Purdy should feel more comfortable. He's been with the Niners' offensive scheme for much longer than Mac Jones. But I still like Mac Jones' arm. Much stronger. There's a couple of plays that Purdy, I'm like, oh man, you know. But overall, though, he did very well and I feel comfortable. He's our number one QB. And the Niners are staying in status quo with the 10-7 record. And unfortunately, it's burst the bubble. You guys were saying that having PTSD with the Houston Texans, I have PTSD when I see any team running against the Niners team. Mm. Have a good day, guys.
All right, back at you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, he just about the kicker. But now he did stay in, Stoney, so that happened early. So we'll see what they do there. But he was on fire. But, I mean, man, the run defense doesn't get any better when you're going to miss Bethune, right? Like, I know what 1+1 is, so we'll see who steps up. But, man, just, with this defense the way that it is, you kind of thought he was becoming a staple along with winners, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's understandable why people would think the defense isn't going to hold up. But the other thing is, could you imagine this defense under Sorensen?
Oh,
I mean,
man.
I feel like Saleh is everything he's been, as advertised.
Right.
I can't imagine the defense could be playing much better than this. Over 11 games, considering how much change in personnel they've had back there.
Yeah.
But Do I think it's a great defense? No. But it's a defense that...
And you're not by yourself.
...getting the most out of the guys that are playing.
And that's why, like, it's NFL football, right? Any given Sunday, Jamie Foxx. But, Sonny, and I'm trying to throw something at the wall, but the fact that this defense as a collective got three turnovers, you kind of hope that might... And you might... Guru won't mean diddly squat when they play Carolina. But, Sonny, what if it's on the flip side and, you know, they feel like they got something going... And now it's upstairs where they feel like the ball's going to come out or they can get it out or even take it away. You know, then what are the Niners moving forward if the offense is still doing what it's doing? Then what a defense that is, you know.
I mean, how many interceptions did they have before that game?
It felt like zero. One?
Two?
Yeah.
One or two?
Man.
So I'm going to assume that they're not going to be a team that gets
a
lot of interceptions.
Right.
But that. A lot of that had to do with Arizona and
Jacoby. They got him twice.
Brissett.
Two picks and 57 pass attempts. Good God.
Where was the. All right, let's go to. Oh, yeah, we got time. Let's go to Rich in Fremont. Hey,
Our
Rich.
Man, Rich.
What's going on, man?
Hey, fellas. Long time no talk to, man. Yep. Nice talking to you guys.
Yeah, hey, well, baby.
Yep. So. I honestly think everybody should calm down. You know, at the end of the day, Brock Purdy is the guy, okay, and for a good reason, okay. You saw him yesterday. You saw how he was able to basically be Brock, you know, produce at a high level. But I will say this much, to your question about whether or not if, you know, the defense can hang on in a situation like if they're in a playoff game, I don't think so, because that was a game where really at the end of the day, the Arizona Cardinals just kept shooting themselves in the foot, man. I mean, come on, guys.
Yeah.
17 penalties. That's just – you're not going to get a high-end playoff team that's going to do that against a Niner defense. Ooh. That's just not going to happen. So I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, they got the win, and they should because it's Arizona. And they got Carolina, and they should get the win there. But if they go into the playoffs the way they're looking right now on defense, no, I don't think they can get two – they probably can get one, but not two games. Thanks, guys.
Hey, appreciate
take it
you,
Rich.
Sounds like Richard Sherman a little bit. Anybody?
No, I'm into that, but not at all, Stoddy. Rich has a different cadence.
Little Richard Sherman?
No, I'm gonna stay out of this one.
What, he's scared? Okay. There's a text here for Evan, then, if he wants to play this, from the 510 on the Boxer and Gershon Work Injury Attorneys text line. Hey, Evan! Chargers had a tough road trip to Jacksonville for that 10 a.m. game.
Huh. They did. I told both of you guys that was not going to be a game they were going to win.
Man.
No, like, I'm serious.
Yeah.
By the way,
yeah.
You want to trade quarterbacks?
Who's mine?
Bro. No, that texter.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm missing Purdy?
I'm assuming.
Oh. So you're saying you still like Justin Herbert?
I think everyone in this market still likes Justin Herbert more than their quarterback, considering they were willing to give him up before he came back and threw three touchdowns yesterday.
Man. I'm not sure what he's... So, are we talking about Trevor Lawrence or Herbert?
Well, he's right there, unless you and him.
Nah.
You are so funny and scary sometimes.
Herbert's having a good year, right?
Yeah, and he has the worst defensive line of football.
Wait.
He's been sacked more than any other quarterback.
Their whole line is porous.
He's been hit more than any quarterback in the league.
Yeah, he's big, though. He's 6'5", so he can take a hit. What, isn't he 6'5"? He's a big boy. Yeah. What are they, 7-4?
Yeah.
That's fine. It's fine. How about your, hey.
You're in Vegas.
You got a Canadian football game tonight. Who do you like in that one?
Now,
like a CFL game.
What?
Like a Division I AA.
That is so
weird. Kind of like Tulane, Stoddy. South Florida tonight.
I think I'm upset lightweight.
Dallas against the Raiders.
Quentin Williams.
Where's the game?
Vegas. I did my What's Bugging You Friday, and my buddies are all there now sending me pictures.
Oh, that's right. This is a must win for the Cowboys.
Well, their season's probably dead, but this would kill it. This would
no,
kill
no, no.
It.
If they win, they're still hanging around.
Got you. What but if you lose this
3-5-1?
Yes, you lose.
You
this.
Better win this game.
Arizona, last time, man.
Who do I want to see miserable tomorrow, Guru or Spadoni?
I think Spadoni's the type of fan where he's rooting for him to lose. Like, he wants to draft pick.
That is true.
Yeah.
That
his
is
whole true. Life. All right, Shanahan, couple of notes from him, more so. So they were asked specifically about Justin Tucker, bringing him in to kick. Emphatic no from Shanahan. Also, they're not going to open Ayuk's practice window this week.
All right.
We can get back. Yeah.
Well, we're up against it. We can talk about those things on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I am ready to go.
It's the Guru, Steiny, Guru, Steiny, Guru, Steiny Show. Let's go!
I'll tell you what. You have, over the years, impacted the way I feel about uniforms. Used to not pay attention to uniforms.
I'm melting.
Bob Melton?
No, not DeAnthony. I'm melting as you give me this compliment. And that's what life's about.
Oh, my God. Did you see those unis on Saturday? Tulane City Edition.
They were sick. Oh, yeah. Evan saw them, too.
My.
And you saw them in person.
God.
Right.
Those were pretty cool. Tulane.
Yeah, they got some colors.
Go ahead, E.
Yeah, I saw him not cover the 17.
Yeah, me either.
Oh,
you don't even want to hear about it.
It was a very disappointing weekend.
It was a backdoor cover, as they call it. Oh, Uncle Bagdo.
It always is. It's so funny. There's like 4 minutes left in the game.
You're not safe.
And people are leaving, and I walk down right to the 50 because I'm like, I got to watch this. Yes. And there's like four other people next to me, these like kind of middle-aged guys. One guy was, a little bit disheveled, and I just look over and...
Oh, man.
17 and a half. He goes, why do you think I'm still here?
Oh, you didn't have that. Was he watching? Man, yes.
Anybody left in the game was hoping for a hold late so they could.
It's just funny how it comes down to those lines.
Yeah, it's not really that funny.
Well,
go Green Wave.
People say, Guru, you got a gambling problem. Only when I lose. That's right. But real quick, over the weekend, saw Sarah's Oil, a movie. great flicks, Donnie. What's Sarah's Oil, a young black girl who was her family ancestors were slaves, okay. And if you were slaves, you were able to go to the county office and get land if you could.
Like prove land,
it.
Man.
So they got land, and there was oil in that land. And then the I don't want to ruin it.
Oh,
it was
then let
great.
Me guess. It was they great. Discovered oil on the land, and then they wanted it back.
It was great. Anyway,
we're the worst. Well. Anyway, yeah, we broke into the top 25.
Yeah, look at you. What'd you think of Arizona's uniforms yesterday? The all black Cardinals. I thought they were hot.
Didn't I do was it the for guy you. That just is still.
Huh?
That's right. Like they were in black. I didn't realize. I didn't.
And the Rams.
That.
I love the Rams. Yeah, look like Kobe's thinking. Mamba uniforms with the Lakers.
So we may get to the tourney this year.
Well. You're not that high. You're too far back.
No, we're not. We control our own destiny.
So
we
who you got next?
Temple.
Oh, well,
then Charlotte. 1-9. That'll get if we win the next 2 weeks, it gets us into the championship game.
You don't. Oh,
then we'll have to win that. But
does the American get a bid though?
They're one of the group of five.
Yeah, but I thought there's like four other teams that have better resumes.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're still in it.
But if you win that, let me look.
They got to win out and get help.
Yeah, that can
yeah,
sound
a little
right.
Bit of help.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I like it's usually like Boise State's usually one of those teams and.
JMU's really good this year.
I've been watching some bad
college football. Did they go Division
I
all the way?
Yeah, James Madison.
Yeah, they used to be 1AA. They used to be a 1AA powerhouse. Yeah. Anyway, 888-957-9570 is the number. Roll wave.
So are you 2-0 at Tulane watching them in person or 1-1?
2-0.
All right.
But two homecoming games. Let me tell you what they do.
Hey, you can
let me tell you what they do that's great. They have homecoming. Alumni weekend, parents weekend, they just do it all in the same weekend, and it is. Oh, they had a sellout at Uelmann yesterday.
Did you
Saturday.
Go Zion in regard to the buffet and the New Orleans food? Did you eat a lot or not too much?
Not really. Yeah. No, I was very
no gumbo, huh?
No, I had gumbo.
Okay,
but not. I
oh,
felt,
there you go.
Yeah, I didn't overeat. Yeah. Put it that way.
Your shirt actually, looks good.
Actually, didn't overdrink either.
Well, you were with somebody. Mm. You had to be on best behavior.
Not really. No, not really.
It ruins my high.
What does your wife?
Yeah, well, you had to. No count.
I got it the other way, which was. I hope you don't mind, but I think I'm going to drink this afternoon. I'm like, go
let's
dynamite.
Go. Yeah,
that's cool.
Let us see it.
So, yeah, Tulane. Trying to think what else.
The war, we got to just talk about the Steph Friday. Sorry, this is incredible what he's doing, man.
Well, he was 2-for-11 last night.
No, there was a throwaway game.
Which
he
game are you talking
Moody
about?
Go off yesterday. The two games against the Spurs, but mainly Friday.
I didn't see Friday.
It
shoot,
don't matter,
can't talk
but you know,
it.
I'm telling you, this dude's dancing like Michael Jackson that he is. This thing is not done and dead yet. That's all that I'm saying.
All right. And we get into Warriors a little bit later.
9-6.
You know, he's got to look at his numbers and stuff.
Let's go to Doug in Berkeley. Wants to talk about Brock Purdy.
Doug.
Hey, Doug, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm driving in the rain, singing in the rain.
All right.
There you go.
Anyway, I'm listening to you guys, and I'm really happy to see Brock back. He looked great. That pass he threw to Kittle in the corner, that was just unbelievable. So I get all the kudos. Who did we play yesterday?
The Cardinals.
How many penalties did they have?
Oh, 17.
Only 17.
Not five, not six, not seven.
Can we pump the brakes just a little bit? Just a little. I'm with you. I'm happy, but let's see how things play out. Hope that this continues, but let's not get too euphoric about the performance of the team, because the team on the other side yesterday was atrocious. What do you guys think?
Before you hang up, I got to believe it. I told Stoddy this during the break. Bam Knight went on that long run for a touchdown in the second half. It got called back, but it sounds like plays like that, you haven't forgotten.
No, I hear you. I hear you. I'm just looking at the whole thing. Some of the other games I watched, some of the other teams yesterday, Philadelphia, you know, et cetera. I'm kind of like where Steiny is. If we can make it to the playoffs, that'd be good.
Yeah.
If we could win a playoff game, that'd be great. I'm a fan, so I'm always hopeful, like we all fans are. But let's not get too euphoric.
I can help with that, Doug.
Who doesn't get pressure can look good like Brock did yesterday.
Yeah. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate the call.
And to be honest, Donnie, I would tell Doug, this show, our show at least, has anybody called in Cheech and Chong? Like, nobody's been that high about, print up the playoff tickets.
Oh, you can print them. Print them!
It's time to get Carolina. You would lose this game. Carolina. This is a killer. This would be a killer. But you still got time. But this, they would jump you and Detroit I expect them to win next week. I mean, that's why when you did that exercise of what's good, are they good, is Detroit a good team? Right now, you're ahead of them.
Right, but do you think the 49ers right now are better than the Lions?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, what does that mean when you got to have your ticket to the dance, you know?
Oh, boy.
What happened?
I don't. Do you have the... Oh, boy. Do you have the text line up?
You're the only one who can see it.
Okay. Sometimes Goo has it up, though.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, no.
About Logan?
No, it says...
They got hammered Friday night.
It says Guru's getting cooked on 1320, retweeting something about Zach LaVine.
Oh, no, now what's cooked mean? I need more info.
Could it have been?
Did you get NBA Centelled again, Goo?
Oh, my God. Let's stop checking. You talk something. Evan, if I did.
I'll just set it up this way. I came in. And
I sent it to the Yoon Vine and all my other buddies.
Goes, wow, did you hear what happened in SAC?
And I'm like, no, Lord.
Goes, Levine walked off the team.
Evan, I said,
what do you mean? He goes, he just walked off. He left.
I was like, I deserve to get cooked. Go ahead, cook me.
Well, do we know it was wrong?
Yeah, it was fake.
It's all right.
I mean, who can you believe in this world anymore?
Well, they're definitely not NBA Centel.
Well, I also love our guys in Sacramento. They do a great job, Kalo and DC, but what are we talking about?
Like, it's still bad up there. Not this bad.
Not this bad.
Where he walked out. I was disappointed in him.
Dang. Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Damn.
49ers, 41-22.
Yeah.
Victory.
Pearsall, what'd you make of Pearsall? Just getting back into it. They're going to need him, and Steiny has to be accounted for. So I feel like anything George got or Jennings, that was a byproduct of having to pay attention to him. That's how you look at that performance yesterday. And Kittle, to his credit, and you love him, he pointed out I didn't have a catch when I came back, my first came back.
Yeah, I listen, again, and maybe this is not the way you should do it, but when a team wins – just tend to be less critical about the guys who didn't play well because it doesn't quite mean as much. And I'm not saying Pearsall didn't play well.
Right.
Saying perfect game to come back, get your feet wet.
And stay healthy. That's his opponent.
Did he take a hit yesterday? They're going to be killing you up in SAC.
They can't kill. They got other fish to fry.
What do you mean?
I'll call in after the show's over. They got issues.
But
internal issues. So I got something wrong that still don't take away the stench that is what's going on with Zach.
But here's the problem for you. The worse the team is, the more they're going to take it out on you, even though you don't deserve it. But they're going to come for you. They're what, 2-9?
Let me tell
you something.
Hey, listen, buddy.
I got to tell you something.
They got bigger problems than me.
Let me tell you something. As somebody who's once been on the wrong end of Warriors fans, I'd rather.
No, I got people
Sac
up there.
Sac fans really do scare me.
No, I got people up there, Steiny. Like, I'll put it out.
Like, if you take on the Kings, you better be ready.
Like, who you sounding like?
You better be ready to take some incoming.
Oh, yeah.
Put it that way.
I'll be fine.
Put it that way. So, all right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Go ahead. We can talk some Warriors for 10, 15 minutes.
Well, I'll start. I know you think it's going to be with Steph, but it was just a reminder of, Steiny, if we do anything and we're a threat, it was just two games against a damn good Spurs team that couldn't lose at home. I mean, man, let's hope they found something. And the only down part to me was no Kuminga, and hopefully he's back soon. But Moses Moody, Steiny. Evan tweeted it last night or texted us on the thread. He ain't going back to the bench. 45% from deep. Had a great game. Every game is not going to be great. But what if I told you I feel like their identity, you know, it was like you've been playing together. You know who you are. Now it's starting to just come into focus, and I know – it's against all odds to expect this from a 37-year-old in regard to Steph Curry, but he goes how the Warriors go, Steiny. That's just it. And until I see otherwise, where Jimmy could go bonkers and maybe Curry be what he was last night in New Orleans, you know, pedestrian, but he wasn't. That was about rest. Like, standings don't
what was
back
about
me.
Rest?
Rest. Curry, he wasn't going for it last night. After the two big games he had, he was out there 25 minutes, but he wasn't, you know, I mean, they could beat New Orleans and let others lead. That's how I looked at that game. Because I'm still drunk off of Friday. I'm seriously, the last two games in San Antonio. But again, I'm back believing, like, let's see it. But the standings, I got a little kind of like bricks in the face this morning when I logged in NBA.com. Like, okay, we're still outside looking in, but man, we can win in Orlando tomorrow, and we could damn sure win in Miami the next night. And Draymond Green, Steiny, I don't know what to say, man, defensively.
And, I thought you were going to talk about what he did yesterday.
Oh, that's the stuff I'm like, it don't even, you used the word interest earlier. Like,
oh, okay.
This is really new.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, he's the villain in his own movie, and he plays it so well, but ask Wimby about him, you know?
one of the greatest defensive performances by Draymond Green.
Like, I mean, that's real.
Have we ever seen Draymond and a fan be 6 inches apart?
Well, Draymond said the fan called him Angel Reese.
Okay.
And he had a possession where he missed about 4 or 5 point blank bunnies.
And let me tell you something. If that was the biggest mistake Draymond made, if he's the guy who said he...
Now, why do you say that?
Because I would expect in Orlando... The Orlando Magic fans to start chanting Angel Reese.
Well, this ain't college. If this were college, I believe you might be onto something.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. But I like where they're at, Stani. And then the best part, I'm about to melt, and you tried to strip this from who I am, the fiber of my being. Fellowship does matter in sports. And after the game Friday night when Curry went off, Coach Kerr came into the locker room. This was televised.
Mm-hmm.
And they got video. And he said, Draymond, not you, but you pick somebody to say something about Curry. And he went to Will Richard first. Then he said, nope. And in street clothes was Jackson Rowe. And he said, Jackson, you say something about the chef. Everybody listening, coaches included. And he said, and this word hit me, Stanley, but I'm already loving the whole activity. He's been blessed, the chef. And everybody laughed and just camaraderie at his finest, man. I'm feeling let me have my moment. Okay. Like I'm loving that.
So,
and I love that Kerr said, hey, Stani, say something about Evan. I love that.
You love it. You love their camaraderie. Did you love it on Wednesday of last week when Draymond Green did his thing?
No, I didn't love
and him. You yeah. ripped them and said, we're not together.
Right.
This is why don't you just say?
But then I found out he was Steve Kerr's errand boy. Steve Kerr loved Draymond for saying that.
You should not take
back anything from
to find out why before you rip Draymond.
No, I still stand on that.
Stand on what?
Him not. That's not how you do it.
Down 50. No, you don't want to go 3-0 after you do that. Like that's the one part where I might give you. You know what? Draymond did something and it worked. But you're not even going there.
Nah.
They're 3-0 since he did that. And they played their worst game the night he did that. Let's give Draymond some credit, can we?
Yeah.
That ain't cool.
Yeah. Let you put it that way. Hey. I just like where we're at.
Right.
I thought you said he was the biggest issue with this team, Stani.
Who?
Draymond.
Did I?
Yeah, on Wednesday.
No.
Stani.
No chance. Well, no. That's I said I'm worried. Yeah, I'm more worried about Draymond than anybody else on the court. Yes. Yeah, that's right. That's what I said. I'm worried about his play. I don't care about what that
yeah,
after
but it's
the
not
game.
Like the college football rankings week to week. Like,
well, no,
Draymond,
it is for you.
Let's just say he did something good. It still don't change what I thought he did bad against OKC.
Well, I don't think what he did was bad. I think it was good. Mm. I mean, seriously, I'm talking about Draymond on the court and clearly played – He played good defense on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming he played pretty good defense on Friday.
He was there.
So,
Jimmy doing Jimmy and Moody. Like, Stani, what are you making of Moody? I know it's early, but...
He's making shots.
And he's playing defense.
Okay.
You can... Like, Tevin's text last night, I don't think he's coming out of the starting lineup.
He's not coming out of the starting lineup unless Jonathan Kuminga says, put me back in, coach, because I know you're trying to placate me.
Well, I don't know if there's even enough for that.
I don't know either about that.
I'm rooting for Kuminga, but man.
Like,
go ahead.
What do you do with Kuminga?
Well, you got to look at him as a positive.
Do you?
Like, you're not making any correlation or anybody
else. Of course I am.
Twitter tried to do it.
Yes.
Oh, man. That's just cold. I'm
not
saying
it's not 1 + 1 = 2, but it's like it's all part of the informational pie. It just is.
But
they don't miss him.
But what about this? They will if he's.
I don't necessarily
see, that's where
agree
I'm at.
With
like they will.
This is why when you said Stani, what would why?
Because he brings more than more good than bad to your team, Stani. That's all. And I think it truly would be unfair.
Unfair for what?
To say
they played
this
their three best games in a year without him. Those are just facts. It doesn't mean that's. But we have got to just acknowledge.
The possibility?
No, he didn't play. When did he play his last game? Kuminga.
Yeah, OKC.
Okay, so he's missed the two San Antonio games And yesterday.
Oh, he played some of the, Evan will help me out. I think he played some of the first San Antonio game. But that's a heavy one for me. I'm not there yet, man.
Listen, I'm not killing Kuminga.
Yeah.
But there's just not a big difference when he doesn't play. Like I've never said we miss Kuminga. I wasn't saying that yesterday when I was watching the game.
Well, I was saying it when he went down last year before the Jimmy trade, and I wasn't by myself, but I guess, Stoney, why can't we enjoy the win and just say he was out? But it's not just you. It's just like with Brock and Mac. When Mac was on fire, it had to mean something toward Brock Purdy. This is where I feel like I'm growing up. It had to mean something for Brock Purdy's future. Why can't it just be Brock balled? He's a backup quarterback. Mac did. He's a backup quarterback. And then when he gets back, Mac healthy.
Whose minutes are you – like, because what are you going to do? Just play Kuminga 25 minutes a game when he comes back? Whose minutes is he taking?
But what I'm saying to you, Stoney, is you can't be – and see, now I feel like – because I know you, I think you've had stuff in the chamber and you're letting it out now.
Exactly.
But I got to believe you can't
– This is
you're
why.
You're not letting these last three games dictate to you the great start that Kuminga got
okay,
off.
But here's
but
the
now
thing.
There's a quantum.
Okay, so last Wednesday, you pissed on this team after Oklahoma City.
I did.
You didn't like the direction. You couldn't stand anything. Kuminga's missed every game since then. They played their best basketball of the season. Like, you don't have to go to Kuminga's the problem, but damn, you got to notice it. You have to notice it. You have to put it into the equation and
I guess
and start asking questions about it.
I'm not mad at that, but I guess I'm saying, Stoney, to myself and to you and the listeners now, I never look at Jonathan Kuminga, especially during this three-game stretch, as if when he's ready to go, he'll be in the way to where we're so good, we don't need him.
Well, he can't take Moody's minutes right now. You know what I mean? Like, Moody's making too many shots.
But there's 25 to 28 minutes a game that he should get coming off the bench. And if he's rolling, maybe more.
You know what? I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Mm.
Keep in mind, he was a mess when he left, or when he got hurt.
Having a bad stretch.
I just don't.
No, I ain't mad at you. I'm just like, damn. That's what was the way you said it. We're 3-0.
I'm like, man. I'm sorry. This is just, you know, we did this. So Stoney, if they don't have Kuminga, how many games would you expect him to win? 47. Okay, if they have Kuminga. 47. What if they don't have Kuminga? 47. I just don't think, you know, it's like the Niners in a way.
Yeah,
they got all banged up. I still think they're going to win 10 games.
Yeah, I mean, I saw my man, Stoney. I don't want to speak for him, TK, and I didn't know it till too late. He was going at it with some guys on Twitter about just pointing out that this happened without Kuminga and how some people took that. Yeah, but I mean, I'm like, the more the merrier, because – I feel like he is a plus to this basketball team.
I feel like the way he's played, he cannot take minutes from Moody at this point. Mm. And I'm not sure you want to take any minutes from Will Richard at this point. Because Will Richard doesn't make a ton of mistakes. And until, the other thing is, let's not forget, Kuminga was struggling before he left.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm not saying that is a bad thing. I'm saying the last couple games.
Stoney, bilateral knee tendonitis. Like, you're too young to have that, but you got it. But I'm like, hurry up and get back. Like, you know, seriously.
But dude, like, honestly, nobody's saying that.
Mm. And that's why.
Nobody's saying hurry up and get back.
Wow. You don't think the Warriors are?
I don't know. I mean, they'll have to say the right things, but I think we're –
But I'll say this, if a Martian was listening to us for the first time in Venus, Donnie, he would say those two dudes think differently of Kuminga, and that's it.
What do you mean?
Just forget him being out. We just have, I think he's brings more than you do.
I don't think, yeah.
That's so fact. That's just the natural essence
fact.
Of, yeah.
I mean, things are starting to play out. And
damn,
I just think we got to be honest about some stuff around here.
I'm up here tripping that I didn't really give that enough, like, damn, he's gone and this is happening. Like, damn.
I did not think of Kuminga once last night. Like, I don't go, well, they're playing without Jonathan Kuminga. Boy, they're going to have to make up for that. Like, nobody says that, unfortunately. Like, when the war, we got to get out of here, but like, when the Warriors go into a game and they don't have Kuminga, does the fan base really say, We have less of a chance to win tonight without Kuminga. I believe they don't say that.
And I say, okay, we're up again.
And if they do say it, that they'd be wrong. It's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. That segment was brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.